RogerandJP.com. Now, back to Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Roger, JP Show. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025.
So yesterday, my daughter has her junior prom in 2 weeks, right? So there have been a bunch of dresses showing up at the house. And I'm a dude, so I don't know what's going to look like what. All I, you know, my foot down is like, you're not leaving this house looking like a stripper.
Right.
Not happening.
But when she's out of the house.
Well, with the, no, I don't.
Monica has introduced that to my brain as well, where if they left the house, then did they change it to something else?
Yes, they did. Like,
But I'm talking about for the prom and the pictures and all the other nonsense. I guarantee you. I mean, I'd be shocked. She's
stuff to pull off.
For better or for worse, this kid is me, and she gives zero F's what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Zero. She's got every single one of my traits, for better, for worse, the short fuse, the temper, the kindness. Yeah, she's got all of them. She tried the dress on, and my daughter...
Strapless, you got to give deets.
Hold on.
I need the deets.
You got to give deets.
Hold on. For lack of a better phrase... My daughter is chesty.
Oh, yeah, you've told us that before.
Good way to put it. That's why I was petrified that this was going to be like snooch high, big cleavage.
Right, right.
Like
barely keeping them in. Yeah.
They ain't the prom dresses of the 80s anymore.
She came out. She looked absolutely gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
No zero wrong with this dress.
All right.
Zero.
Well, dates, though. Was it sleeves, cap sleeves, V-neck?
No, it's strapless.
It is strapless. Okay.
And it's like some material. Like, I had every nightmare.
Yeah, I bet.
Because I see people's posting their kids' prom pictures, and I'm just like, that's not, it's not happening.
They got out of hand.
Dresses.
And I don't want to have this fight.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
but she knew that about you. She had to have known that about you. She, you know, you.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't think that's what made the decision.
No. Especially when you know what your friends are going to wear and what your friends are wearing. Usually you're like in line with them, and sometimes it's out of line with what your parents think you should wear.
And I can't tell you the relief that came over me when I knew I wasn't going to have that fight.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, thank God.
And then what about the boy?
Thank God.
Yeah, who should go on?
They're not going with dudes. It's very, dude, everything is weird and different.
They're going as a group.
And they're going as a group.
Yeah.
And, but apparently, like, that's.
Yeah, it's normal.
The thing.
It is a thing.
For this, at least for this group or this her age. I don't know if the seniors, you have a date, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But they're all going as a big group of girls, and I'm waiting for bombs to drop with like limousines or something like that. Nothing.
Well, really? You know that there's
nothing.
Listen, and I'm glad, and it is definitely a thing. And I love the fact that she ain't going to take no crap from nobody. But having said that, there will, you know, she's got a guy with her eye on. You know what I mean? There'll be prom stuff at the prom that you don't have to see. Don't ask questions you don't want to know. But you know, she's not. It's not going to be an all girl prom. I'm pretty sure that way.
No, of course not. She's got a guy that she's been talking to. We asked to meet him. She's like, it's not that. It's not that. We're not. It's not that.
She's not at that point where you.
But
need
he goes to
him.
A different school.
Uh-huh.
So he won't be at this thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I got that going for me. And listen, I'm not living in a dream world. I know what you know. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, at least I don't have to have that fight.
Right.
You know. It was such a relief because my daughter and I have just been butting heads for like the last.
Right. So not this one.
Yeah, not this one.
I wonder, junior proms, don't they like kind of hold them down a little bit where they're like junior proms are a little like you can't, some of them you can't get a limo, you can't do certain things.
I don't know
if that's hers.
I don't know if that's the rule. All I know is they're going on by school bus. So they have to meet at the school and then the school.
Takes them to dinner?
No, I think that's like some sort of catering hole kind of joint or whatever the hell it is. But
is the guy she's kind of talking to? He's meeting her there, even though it's a different school.
No, he's not allowed.
Oh, he's not allowed.
He's at another school.
No,
is he a senior or is he a junior? Can she go to his prom?
He's a junior. If I had to guess, because he's like a friend of one of her girlfriend's boyfriends. Mm-hmm. Same age kind of thing.
Sick.
But, yeah, man.
We did that. Listen,
I'm like, it's just a fact because I smelled it coming. You know how I always go right to the edge? Mm-hmm. Roger will be like, why do you have to go all the way to the edge?
Doesn't have to be bad.
Right. the fact that I didn't have to have it, I was like, oh, my God, thank God.
I would hope that you would remember that next time you want to go to the edge.
She's saving up for something else.
I know. I know.
She'll come at you with something else that's going to be.
I know.
Then you're going to be hoping for, oh, man, I just wish you would have wore a slutty dress to prom.
Exactly.
We were talking about colleges yesterday, and I'm like, she is just digging her heels in, man. She doesn't want anything. I go, but you love the beach. She goes, yeah, in the summer. I'm like, so why wouldn't you want to at least apply and go check out University of Tampa or USF or something along those lines? She's like, I don't want to go to school in Florida. I want to stay in New York. I'm not leaving New York.
Well, that's pretty clear.
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I go, but what are you doing? You're going to do when you're done? I go, it's impossible for young people to stay here anymore. I'm not moving. I go, you know, you have to have like a household income of $200,000 to get by on Long Island. And that's pretty much if I leave you the house, which is not going to happen. And she's like this. She just digs her heels. And I'm like, right.
Why are you forcing her to
go out? I'm not forcing my daughter to do anything.
Well, I mean, like, why are you pushing it?
Because I want her to have options and know that there are other options out there. I'm not putting a gun to her head. All I'm saying is just check it out. Mm-hmm. That's
she
it.
Won't even do that,
just
right?
Check it out. Wants nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. You know, what am I going to do? I'm not going to sit there and make her go do something that she doesn't, you know, want to do, and it's going to be a fight and all the other nonsense. Right. She loves the beach. She loves it. I'm like, I don't understand why if I had it all to do over again, I absolutely would have been somewhere. And so she said, well, I'll go check out the University of Miami. I go, yeah, $80,000, go scratch your ass, not happening.
Miami?
Yeah, it's not happening. She probably saw it online somewhere, whatever. She won't do it, man. She won't do it.
Yep.
Well,
but she got a tasteful dress, and I'm happy.
And then
my worst situation with Courtney was with the Courtney dress. She was working at a steakhouse by us, and she was a hostess.
I was there,
and it was right when we were taking our listeners, a bunch of guys, to a steak dinner there. And she was the hostess, so she had to walk us up the stairs to the upstairs room, and the stairs are steep. And she's wearing one of those dresses that is a little short. And she's got to walk up. And I'm like, she's going up the stairs. I'm like, I am walking right behind her.
So you're looking at her butt. Right. Everybody's looking at her butt.
I'm
going
to block as much as I could. No. And I'm like, how is this even happening? Why does this have to be my daughter leading us up the stairs with a short dress?
That's what you guys have issues with. It's someone's daughter always.
So I know.
I didn't even know that part. I remember seeing her in her dress, but I don't, and I remember talking about it, you and I don't even think we talked about it on the air, and I remember you and I talked about it off the air, I've heard that part, but I don't remember the whole part about the stairs thing.
Yeah, her standing there in a short dress is fine.
Right.
Then she went up the stairs first.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And then the listener behind Roger.
Great ass!
Screams that as we're walking up the stairs.
Tripped Roger, dragged him down the stairs. My buddy Chris got to a point where he wouldn't even go to the beach with his family.
Yeah.
Just saw guys like looking at his daughters.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I'm not doing
it. It's the beach. Nobody's looking at you guys.
Yes, they are.
It happened to me in the mall. My daughters would walk together to go shopping. I'd take them because they were, say, 16 and 15 or 14, whatever. And they go walking through the mall, and I'd be five steps behind them because I'm looking at some window. I turn around, I'm walking. I see all these guys staring at them. It's horrific.
I just feel like,
when you come up, they don't know I'm the dad. I'm just, I'm too far behind for them to realize.
They also don't care.
Yeah, they really don't.
That you're the dad.
Yeah,
they really don't care that you're the dad at all.
Yep.
Now, do you regret looking... other women like pervs because that was someone's daughter too. Like everybody is someone's mm-hmm. daughter. I hate the and you both, Roger, look at your two girls right now, just doing mm-hmm. living their best lives. And JP, you just described your daughter as not taking any crap and not giving a crap. You raised strong, beautiful, smart women. Who cares? Yeah. Who cares what other people are looking at? They're not going to put mm-hmm. up with anything they don't want to put up with.
Monica, yeah, now I don't care so much. It's when they were younger. You know?
Very few times where I'll say, maybe sit this one out.
I'm not allowed to have an opinion.
No, you're not, because you are not a father.
I still have I am a woman who, and first of all, I'm so glad I didn't have a dad. There would have been fun.
You're not a father, and you didn't have one.
That's true.
So stay out of it.
True.
I'd say what my daughter, the one thing my daughter would love is for me to give her $1,000.
There it is.
Oh.
Nice. All right, let's do it.
Here we go, Bone Fam. The Bone Bonus. Sponsored by Farrah and Farrah, Tampa's accident attorneys. FarrahandFarrah.com. This hour's Bone Bonus keyword is
house. As in, you're not leaving this house in that dress.
Word. Head to the free 1025 The Bone app, enter the word house, and the $1,000 Bone Bonus can be all yours. You have until 12:15 for your chance to enter to win $1,000 with The Bone Bonus. Good luck.
Roger, JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio, 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025 are our phone numbers. Dead guy in the envelope at 12:15. Be right back.